for plebs by plebs, dropping the Bitcoin only signal. Pleb Underground. Welcome everyone to the Pleb Underground.
Pleb Underground, episode 29. Walton and Phil back with the Prime. Some Bitcoiners are chaotic, not ohm like a resistor, maybe not the type to introduce to your sister. Some study topology, they're not just smooth criminals. Self-approved, no apology, real words, no subliminals. Gotta keep moving, don't be afraid of perspiration. Get it, don't sweat it, the brain needs iteration. Blood pumping progress, gotta be that inspiration. One day you'll soon be the one producing precipitation. Don't be arrogant, but be proud of the work, son. Force times distance traveled equals the work done. Physical laws may cap your potential, but now they cap your money. It's existential. Lawyers make the world worse, always asking us to read it. Bitcoin sends them off in a hearse, like Michael, I tell them, beat it. Which vase, Western man, should you follow tone? Just roll that paper good, shape it like a cone. TA's for the dogs, gotta follow Dieter. Slinging rocks like Stony, who's the better tweeter? Don't do things for which you should atone. Maxi's got Ahmed on speed dial, ready with that stone. Live life to the max, just bit by bit. Here with the facts, it's our girl Kit.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Pleb Underground. And that's right, joining us today, fellow Bitcoiner and pleb, we've got Kit Satz. Kit, thank you so much for joining us on Pleb Underground. It's awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Sweet. All right. You know what time it is. We are diving into the numbers.
Yeah, the numbers, of course, brought to us by Time Chain Stats. And also check out Time Chain Calendar for an excellent way to browse the time chain. Phil, what do the numbers look like this week?
At the time of this recording, the block height is 779,169. The Bitcoin price, 22,370. Total public Lightning capacity, 5,383.20. Moscow time, 4,471. Wow. The chain rewrite days, 746. All right. Bitcoin still secure. So, Walton, yesterday we were on...
Talk about Moscow time, of course, first. You say it's about 4,400, like it was about 4,000. So that sounds like Bitcoin got cheaper. So, guys, you know what to do. Next.
I still remember the 6K mark.
Yeah, but I also remember when it got down to 2K and we weren't going to come back above. But
that's right.
Yeah, anywhere between, you know, anywhere in the thousands of sats per dollar, you're kind of winning, guys.
Yeah, you kind of are winning. It's going to be a really interesting time, though, when that gets to the three digits, right?
Yeah, right.
That's going to be weird. I think there's going to be a lot of like mental breakdowns where we're going to see stuff like out of Joe Wise.
How high are you going to be when it's 420 sats per dollar?
Huh?
How high are you going to be when it's 420 sats per dollar?
Like 200 milligrams, right?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. Supposed to be, you know, we're trying to be a family-friendly show here. This is what we're trying. I'm kidding. All right, let's go. We're going to move on over to, because yesterday, this is what I wanted to say before. Yesterday, right, when we did our pleb party with the memers, we started to discuss Noster, we started to discuss Lightning. And so I just want to bring everyone's attention over here to a tweet from fellow Bitcoiner, Pleb Signal BTC. This is Wallet of Satoshi Lightning Payments, all right? And here's 2020, 2021, 2022. Take a look at this. Look at this this hockey stick graph. Now look.
This is because people haven't worked out how to do non-custodial zaps on Noster, and so everyone's using Wallet of Satoshi, and which is an excellent custodial non-KYC but very much custodial Bitcoin app. I do think it is the most user-friendly for complete noobs. But you should very much be using these things as stepping stones, and illustrating clearly the risks of using any sort of custodial service. Of course, Bitcoin is meant to be used truly without custodians or nor intermediaries, and so yeah, stepping stone education.
Kit, are you on Noster?
I am. Yeah, I'm anonymous now.
Nice. Yeah, so we saw your account disappear, and Walton messaged me, and he was like, "Is Kit still coming on the show?" So then I went to go check your account, and you were gone.
Yeah, I'm off of Twitter.
I did see some there was some drama before you left. No.
On Twitter, no. There's a doom and gloom, and just I don't know. Might as well go decentralized and build up your follower base, right? But yeah, on Oster there was a little bit, and I did find out where that guy lived. He lives in Denver. So if he's watching this, I know where you live.
Oh gosh.
People always mess up online, man. They use the same usernames across all their platforms, and then you just dive a little bit deeper, and yeah, I found a little bit.
I'm guilty of that with social media. I'm definitely guilty of that. I'm Coin Icarus on Telegram, on Noster, on everything. It's just too easy. Yeah. You know, and it's,
but you also kind of want that to have the same like identity. Like that's the whole point, is that you want to have the same identity across. Platforms.
But then you build the breadcrumbs, right? You build the trail.
Yeah.
You know, so it's the double-edged sword, right? It's the double-edged sword. You get to claim your identity, but now you've got this breadcrumb trail. Okay, so let me ask you this, Kit. Are you? And again, if you don't feel comfortable answering this, you don't have to. Are you a Wallet of Satoshi user? Is that how you?
Yeah, that's the only one that integrates right now, or like that was recommended. I tried, it was either Blue Wallet or Moon. I also used both of those and couldn't get that in there. So yeah, I use Wallet of Satoshi on there. It's nice. I definitely like it. I think Moon might even be a little bit easier, but Wallet of Satoshi is legit for sure.
So to receive sats though on Noster, I use GetAlbi. That's what I'm using to to receive. And if I'm not mistaken, GetAlbi can be set to communicate with your own node.
It's so, like a redirect. Is it it's more of an intermediary than a custodian?
Like you could do both, right? I believe they offer a custody solution or primarily a custody solution, but then you can switch it. So anyway,
it does kind of go via them. Is still the idea? Is that right? But I'm pretty sure. I swear Zeus is going to be doing it soon.
Yeah.
As far as I'm aware. Like Evan's quick with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Evan's awesome. Shout out to Zeus. And yeah, they also made great stickers. You know me, I'm a sucker for the swag. I love the stickers. Wrecked is brought to you by CryptoCloaks. Check them out, CryptoCloaks.com, or their new address in Europe, CryptoCloaks.co.uk. And you can get awesome 3D printed stuff from fellow Bitcoin plebs, such as the 3D printed grenade, right? Which is a great place to store your OpenDime. If you get the bigger one, you can fit a full-size hardware wallet. Also, if you want to help out the Space Cat, you can get yourself 3D printed helmet, and part of it goes to defending BTC. Check them out, CryptoCloaks.com. Use the code PLEBUNDERGROUND for 5% off. Check them out.
I'm going to murder you.
Why?
You said hardware wallet instead of signing device.
Ah, fuck. Next time. I'm sorry. When I saw you shake your head, I'm like, fucking hardware wallet. As you guys guessed it, we are going to dive into what the hell happened at Silvergate, right? Silvergate, the crypto bank. So it looks like in the last 48 hours, they've lost a lot of support from the quote-unquote crypto community. And yeah, let's just dive right into this. So Silvergate may be poorly capitalized, reevaluating strategy in light of regulatory challenges. Now, something else we're going to address in this, some people have mentioned concern about MicroStrategy's exposure to Silvergate. So we're going to take a look at that as well. All right.
Phil, quickly.
Yeah.
Why has no one called it Silvergate Gate? I feel like that would be a good name for the event that's currently happening. Silvergate Gate.
Dude, you got to tweet that out, man. Silvergate Gate.
No, Hugh. Okay,
let's dive into it. Let's dive into it and then we'll discuss. Okay, so Silvergate couldn't file its annual financial report on time and told the SEC that it may be less than well capitalized. The company is currently in the process of reevaluating its businesses and strategies in light of the business and regulatory challenges it currently faces. This is not good language, by the way. When they can't file their reports, okay, and they tell you that they may not have enough money to last the year, like, these are horrible red flags. I'm just letting people know, you know, like, it's not financial advice, but those are really bad. Okay. Bad signs. Okay. Let's take a look at exactly what is happening with Silvergate and why their stock plummeted. First of all, dropped 50% and then got cut another 50%, or dropped 80% and then got cut another 50%. Anyways, it's trading at like $5 and change, maybe $6 right now at the time of this recording. Here we go. Crypto firms suspend partnerships with Silvergate. The list of crypto firms that have decided to scale back their ties with Silvergate seems to be increasing. Coinbase tweeted and announced that it would not facilitate payments using Silvergate. That's one. Soon after that, Crypto.com, which is garbage anyways, an exchange based in Singapore, also decided that it would not accept funds transferred to or from Silvergate. That's two. Then both deposits and withdrawals through Silvergate's platform were temporarily suspended. Gemini, another crypto exchange, also stopped accepting customer withdrawals and deposits from Silvergate wire transfers. They were also stopped by Gemini. Okay, and Gemini's a really big player. Galaxy Digital issued a statement on Twitter that echoed the same sentiment. Paxos, the stablecoin issuer, has also discontinued transfers to Silvergate's account. However, the company will still continue to process all outgoing payments as per their recent statement. So they're not going to stop bleeding. Okay, that's apparent. Okay, now to the point of MicroStrategy's exposure to Silvergate. So here we go. Okay, the implications of the total collapse of Silvergate are unknown. MicroStrategy is also under the magnifying glass because it's taken on hundreds of millions of dollars in loans from Silvergate to acquire Bitcoin. MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor did his best to quell investors' concerns by tweeting a statement from MicroStrategy that read, "We have a loan from Silvergate not due until Q1 of 2025. There are market concerns re-Silvergate's financial condition. For anyone wondering, the loan wouldn't accelerate because of Silvergate's insolvency or bankruptcy. Our Bitcoin collateral isn't custodied with Silvergate, and we have no other financial relationship with Silvergate." Sounds good. Sounds good for MicroStrategy. You know, the fact that they got the loans from Silvergate, I actually think, to my knowledge, I mean, Silvergate kind of doesn't have a leg to stand on. I could even maybe see a scenario where MicroStrategy may not even have to pay that back in Q1 of 2025. I mean, if Silvergate's not around, I believe whoever purchased all of their quote-unquote assets and liabilities will then be owed
don't
that.
Don't be so quick to laugh when you have I think it was the Federal Bank of San Francisco. I've probably got the name wrong, but something like this, a subsidiary of the Fed, essentially, lent, you can look again, you can look this up, but they lent Silvergate about, I think it was over $4 billion in the first quarter of this year. At the end of the day, the joke's on the taxpayers, probably, once again. TradFi never seems to actually pay for the mistakes that they make, even though they actually don't have risk, right? Because they just create money and it's nonsense, but they seem to still fuck everything up and make everyone else pay.
They have a fantastic system, right? They really do. They have a fantastic system where essentially every time there's a problem, it gets offloaded to the public. But every time there's a gain, they're there to take it.
Corporate socialism, I call this. Like, it essentially is,
really is.
This too big to fail bailout kind of culture, complete lack of accountability. And this is what I think is driving the decline of a whole bunch of societal values. If you have people that essentially just can be gods because they have no accountability, then they do all sorts of things, and it just trickles down. I think you're seeing this across the Western world, especially.
Kit, what are your thoughts on Silvergate? Have you been following the story at all?
I've been following Silvergate, and I've been pretty bearish on it. Like I mentioned a little bit ago to you, I've been playing some put options on it, and I think I've made, you know, like...
I think you won!
I mean, a little
might
bit
be winning!
So, yeah, bearish. I just feel like anyone that touches shitcoins gets burned in some
okay,
way or
so
another.
Kit, tell us more about your shitcoinery. Confess. You can confess here on Pleb Underground.
Playing some options, man. I got a gambling
problem
with
about
options.
Your put options.
No gambling problem, but I am learning how to trade options. Which is, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
Options are pretty gambling, and puts can be pretty dangerous.
Who
well,
are you
that's short.
I think
right?
Stack's pretty good on the old options trading.
Yeah. So like I don't short, so you can lose more than what you put in, but with puts you can just lose up to your principal. So
oh,
I
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always got that confused. I always wondered, you know, I'm like, I always thought that like essentially shorting and puts were
So
know,
you can short 100x, and if it goes down 1%, you get liquidated or something like that. Is that how it's, is that is but it's with a put. It's a kind
yeah,
of like
shorts,
it's
short like
unlimited like
losses.
Stop. Huh?
It with shorts, it's like unlimited losses or gains, but with a put option, it's just like whatever the contract is.
Whenever it's due, I guess.
Right. Like if it expires on like Friday or something, you can only lose so much.
So you have to sell. You essentially have to sell before it expires, right?
Sounds like it's complete fucking shitcoinery, guys.
Well,
because if I'm not mistaken, Kit, don't you make the difference between like isn't that what a put is? Like you end up making the difference between like the price where it started at and then the price where it hit the level.
Right. Yeah. But then there's also decay and some other things that happen to it in the meantime. So you do want to sell it before the expiration. But if you don't and it expires, you can have the option to buy all 100 of those shares if you have the cash for it. If not, then you just kind of lose that money.
That does sound
so
like
that was put. And our listeners are now put off. Thank you. So, Phil, what's up next?
All right. We are moving on over to the Hopium.
Hopium up next, the main event. Each week, fresh new content, the latest stories, sometimes I vent. And of course, we're sponsored by Apparel Kings. Represent LTD.com. Please check them out. Use the code pleb-underground. That's pleb-underground for a discount on all of the goodies over there. So please check them out. representltd.com. So guys, up next in Hopium, we just have the one story this week, and I'm gonna start by saying I told you so, because I've been talking about this maybe like from the beginning of when we've been talking about Pleb Underground, about how institutional adoption takes place. Now, institutional adoption is not all these companies putting Bitcoin on their balance sheet, though that's probably a good idea for those that want to exist in the long term to some degree, but it comes through all these different companies integrating Bitcoin and Lightning into their payment systems, remittances, any sorts of systems where value is transferred. Bitcoin and Lightning has the capacity to do better, especially in the medium to long term, and the technologies are being built by a whole bunch of different companies, of whom we've seen increased investment in. We talked about a few months ago, I remember Voltage getting a whole bunch of investment amongst other companies. Now, there is the way that this institutional adoption will be catalyzed will be through these kinds of companies that you can say are part of the Bitcoin ecosystem, though many people I'm sure will very much dislike that term. These companies will be assisting not in custodying Bitcoin for people, because they can kind of do it themselves, but through facilitating these technology integrations, building into these payment systems, etc. And what do we see this week but exactly that happening, this time from a Bitcoin and Lightning company integrating into a traditional fiat bank, a bank, I believe in Spain, Japo Bank, has adopted Lightspark to do their technology integration, giving them the tools and services provided by Lightspark. which is run by a guy called David Marcus. And look at his background here. I don't know too much about him, but it says he formerly ran payments, crypto, and Messenger at Meta, Facebook, you know, what do you call it? The, you know, group company now. And he led PayPal. So this guy probably has quite a lot of connections in a whole bunch of different industries, but very much plugged into knowing, I would imagine, a lot of people in payments in general. And yeah, I don't know too much about the company. I don't know too much about this guy, but it would seem like this catalysis, this institutional adoption of Bitcoin and Lightning being provided by Bitcoin and Lightning companies doing technology integrations is happening now. Now, why does this matter? And I'm sorry, guys, I've talked a little bit here, but why does this matter? This is huge because it puts Bitcoin and Lightning out there and it gets marketed out there using fiat money. Fiat money is paying right now for the marketing of Bitcoin and Lightning because this bank wants to look cool. Good. So Bitcoin and Lightning gets put out there to the masses more and more and more and more people say, oh, I've heard of that. I've heard it a couple of times. And actually now, wait, that's a bank saying they're doing it. It's not just like some internet thing. Oh, wait, there's a supermarket. Oh, wait, there's public transport. I think it's fucking huge, guys. Again, like, it's not... The thing itself probably doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that this bank adopted it. It doesn't matter that it happened this week. But what does matter is that this catalysis is happening. The Bitcoin and Lightning is... I was going to say spreading its tentacles into the fiat world, which sounds like a bad thing, but I mean it in a positive way. Guys, what do we think?
Yeah, I think I think anything's good for Bitcoin, right? So free marketing and just getting even more people.
I don't think anything is good for Bitcoin, but I do think this is.
I don't know, man. Bad publicity, good publicity, all of it. Why not? Nothing's going to stop Bitcoin. And, you know, yeah, I don't know if it matters that this bank is like going to take it up, but if it gets Bitcoin in people's hands, that's cool, you know, because there's going to be a lot of different ways that this could play out. Right. And I'm not exactly sure the future of how banks are going to work with Bitcoin, but I see that banks are going to be replaced by it. So it's just like a stepping stone to get to that ultimate result of a switching to Bitcoin. Cause like I've tried to cash some checks. And there's like a daily limit. You can't, and that's multiple banks. Like, that's, I don't want to have to go into a bank. You should be able to just do whatever you want to do with your money. And people, once they realize that and they understand this, they're going to get really excited about it. So I just don't think that they understand it yet.
Yeah, my bank is a bit more convenient. I can just take a picture of a check and it gets.
Well, if it's over $5,000 or $6,000, you can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I okay, lady,
you know what I mean?
Money. But anyway, but the other point is more that, again, I think the exciting thing is that it's Lightning being integrated as well, because okay, if it's Bitcoin, you can say, oh, is it custodial Bitcoin? But if it's Lightning, well, you can just quite easily, yes, it might be custodial, but you can, you know, quickly withdraw, you know, by paying a Lightning invoice yourself, for example, or you know, or doing a whole bunch of other ways, right? But like. That's to me what's the exciting part.
I think this piece, I do agree with you. I do think this is big news. I got to go do some research again to see who invested in Lightspark. I know that he's obviously, you know, he's the CEO.
Oh, I'm sure it's a bunch of bad people as well that have invested in it. Like, but again, it looks like it's going in the right direction. Like, again, they're probably charging some disgusting fees, but again, I don't care that they're extracting it from the fiat money people. Like, fine, take their fiat money. Like, okay, maybe you're a bit shitcoiny, I don't know, like, but again, I don't like that, you know, I don't like that. You know, I really fucking hate shitcoins, but like, Yeah, I don't know. I see this as a good thing. I see it as
It's definitely a good thing. And I think what people may not remember is when David Marcus put out a series of tweets explaining specifically why Bitcoin and why he was building on Bitcoin alone. So again, right, we're, you know, if we zoom out and we look at this, like, who are these players that are building on Bitcoin and why are they choosing to do this? I mean, you know, people could sit there and, you know, say, you know, whatever terrible things, but the reality is that the billionaires and not only that, but just, you know, the people who have the resources and the means that decide to take those resources and put them into Bitcoin, I think that it is somewhat a display of, you know, altruistic behavior, right? Like, I mean, they're really, it's like they are doing something, you know, like it's outside of themselves. You know, Bitcoin is something where if you decide to build on it and build value into it, you get rewarded by the network, but so does everyone else that has joined this network. So there's a whole social dynamic to Bitcoin that is growing that I think none of us really, you know, like, we don't really understand it. Like, we're just kind of in the throes of it, right? We're living through it, but we don't fully understand it. And when we're going to look back one day, it's all going to be obvious, right?
Yeah, that's the power of hindsight, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's all going to be obvious. Of course this was happening. Of course these pieces all fell into place, you know? So, yeah, I do agree. I think it is good news, but, you know,
it's because it's part of a theme. Like, this isn't, yeah. I don't care that I've mentioned it, although I'm going to mention it again that I was right. But like, again, it's part of something that's happening again and again and again. You're seeing, it's not just one story that I'm saying means this narrative. I'm saying there's a few, this is happening. And from a few, you know, it's deep, right? There's a few. This is happening. This is seriously happening.
It is. And it's a theme and it's growing. And there's more and more companies and individuals, you know, that are realizing this. So it is huge. I just hope that we start
incentives. It's about incentives.
Yeah.
Incentives.
Exactly.
So that they can make, again, why did I say that these companies are going to be doing the kind of services around Bitcoin is because that's where the premiums are. You can make a serious premium by going and doing some technology integration for a fiat bank. You can make shitloads of money for probably relatively little work. And so, yeah, go, if you can go and get that money, go for it. Go for it, Bitcoin companies. Go take the money from the terrible fiat people, and Bitcoin can slowly cannibalize the world.
Very well said. All right, that wraps up the Hopium, and now we are going to have a little discussion with our awesome guest, Kit. What's happening? It's been a long time. I think the last time we saw you was at the Bitcoin Conference 2022.
Yeah, that was a good time. Starting at the steak and just walking around. I think it was the Expo Hall.
That's right.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, so... I got laid off in November from Bitcoin Magazine doing the conference.
They suck anyways, don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you do have to go to the conference, use the code PLEB.
Yeah. Well, luckily they gave me a free ticket for being an alum, so that was nice. Yeah, but I guess, you know, the FTX thing, possibly, you know, just changing directions. I was kind of in like a growth position. I was managing a lot of the teams and making sure that the work was getting processed in a certain
You were working on top of me, if I remember correctly.
I was helping. Yeah, I was doing a lot of different things. I was helping out with the affiliate programs, a lot of the podcasters. Then I switched into a different role, Scrum Master role. So I was helping people set up roadmaps. I was helping them with their processes of how they like do tasks and how they like manage those. I helped the magazine team with that a lot so that they could push the magazine out on time. It was really fun working there. I'm really grateful I got the opportunity because I used to work at like an IT project management at these corporate places and that wasn't fun. So it was really fun to work at Bitcoin Magazine and see that like work can actually be really chill and really fun and you can wake up excited for work every day. So that was pretty cool. I was definitely sad to be let go, but I've been doing
were
a lot
you
of
remote the whole time.
I was. Yeah. So that was cool. I liked the full remote work. That was amazing. They helped. They saved me from some of the authoritative things that were going on at that time. I was actually, when I first came on to Bitcoin Magazine, I was on a contract and working a full-time job as well too. And then switched over to full-time because of some of the stuff during the pandemic that was going on. So that was pretty clutch of them to be able to do that for me. So very grateful for that.
That's very cool. Let me ask you this. Because obviously, like, you know, as Bitcoiners, you know, we all know what, you know, we know what happened, right? There was like Walton called it, like, the culling. So I got to ask you though, because I, having worked in a giant corporation, I know that you can sometimes feel these things coming. Like you can kind of see like a shift. And I got to ask, was there like a moment where all of a sudden you were thinking like, this is a...
Phil, surely it's obvious. Like, it's like with Pomp. It's like, no wonder your sponsors got wrecked. They're fucking shitcoiners. Like, if you have, like, but I, like, again, if you want to have a giant conference, you've got to take some of this, like, fiat money, because it just kind of, again, because shitcoin money is fiat money, it just flows and gets thrown around because they spend so much on marketing because they have to. Mm-hmm. You know, Bitcoin companies don't have that same sort of budget because yeah, they're not scamming people. Like,
well, you know what? It's their loss. So Kit, what's been going on these days?
Yeah, so, you know, that kind of lit a fire under my feet. I did do a little bit of work for Zion and just decided it wasn't like great fit, and I don't know, the future of social media and stuff, and just some other stuff going on there. So I decided to do my own businesses. So
it's not the first person I've heard that found Zion had a strange
work. For the listeners, what's Zion?
Zion's kind of like Noster. It's okay. A little bit different though. You have to run your own node to be able to get on.
You have to pay. You have to pay some guy called Justin like a monthly fee. Like, it's a not. It to me, it sounds like a shitcoin.
So you can join for free. If you're not a creator, if you're a creator, you have like communities and you like are able to accept Bitcoin through Lightning. So it's a little different than Noster. I think the, like, I'm not sure about the technology. I didn't like get to research into it that much. I just worked there for like a month or so. But it is kind of like, it helps reduce spam, you know, when you're like zapping and, or I guess they don't call it zapping, but yeah, I worked there for like a month or so. Okay. I don't know. I think it's going to take a while for these kind of decentralized platforms to reach the masses, and they couldn't hire me full time.
Paid JP Sears to do a bunch of marketing for them.
Right. Yep. They also had Tony Robbins as a back, he backed it up and stuff like that too. It's interesting. I just, you know, I can go on full time. I need a full time role, or like to be focused on something else. It's just my time is valuable. So,
you know. So what happened after Zion? You were starting to say that you started your own businesses.
Yeah. So I'm starting two businesses. Got my LLCs. Got my EIN numbers. Got my banks. And got some credit cards now. Got stacking credit cards.
Sounds like a whole lot of status nonsense.
That's business. Yeah. Sorry, Kit.
Yeah, you got to make a living, man. I can accept Bitcoin for this. It's not that status. It's rental companies and skincare company stuff. So I don't know. I mean,
So you're investing in the real estate market. That seems like a dangerous time to be investing in the real estate market, no? Or are these, I mean, I shouldn't be asking.
It's like rental vehicles right now for some of it. Yeah, eventually I will rent out houses and stuff though too. But I think it's probably a good time to buy. All the prices are going down.
Yeah, you see, like that's the thing, right? Our human brain, right? The animal part of the human brain sits there and goes, oh no, things are terrible. I don't want anything to do with this. That's the time when you're supposed to buy, right? Like, that's, be greedy when others are fearful.
Real estate is going to do badly over the next 5 years, for sure.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, if you have the time horizon,
right? It all depends on your time horizon, for real.
If the only diversification away from Bitcoin is income producing businesses, if you think it can be an income producing business, then you need to calculate your risk appropriately.
Yeah. Right. You have liabilities and assets. And if you've got a rental property, it's most likely an asset. But if I'm just buying a house and living in it, it's a liability. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
If I'm paying the mortgage and making some extra money, then it's worth it.
I agree. I totally agree. Why not? You know, like that's, I don't understand entirely the whole very hard stance, you know, against housing. Like, I'm sorry, but like, if you've done the math, like, it is better to actually own your home. And I know, like, it's not entire ownership because you still pay taxes. Well, I can tell you from experience, okay, like when you own your home and you don't have to pay a mortgage or anything like that, guess what? What it costs for you to live every month? Not much. A lot less, which leaves your income to buy more Bitcoin. So, anyways, I do think you're
ignoring, again, the problem with this thing, which is often what people ignore, is that the opportunity cost of having Bitcoin versus putting money down as a deposit is huge.
Yeah.
And that's my contention. It depends. Like, okay, I could put down the deposit on a house, but I don't want to because I'd rather just hold Bitcoin.
I mean, I could hold Bitcoin and be homeless.
And do for now. But again, it's about what position
are
you
at
in your journey. You, like, you spend your money when you deem appropriate as an individual. Only you can do that.
Yeah.
This is what's great. See, and all the shitcoiners think we all agree. Everybody thinks we're all kumbaya, but like, it's not, because we don't all agree, because Bitcoin is different things to different people at different times. And, you know, like, this is the beauty of it. You know, like, I think it's fantastic. Everybody has all these varying, contrarian, but slightly overlapping views.
No, Hugh.
No, you. And I don't agree with Kitsch doing the puts.
I know, I should stop.
To fuckshitcoins.com. Like, that's right. Now, just go type in fuckshitcoins.com, like and subscribe. Thank you.
Okay, so Kit, we're gonna before we wrap up, I just wanted you to finish up here. So these businesses, how long have you been doing them, and how's it going, and are you trying to somehow bring the Bitcoin world into them?
Yeah, so I guess I've been doing Turo for like a month now, and I just bought like 2 GPS trackers. I got like a no smoking sign and a tile for my keys, so I don't lose any of my stuff. And once I get comfortable with that and the process of it, I'm going to buy another vehicle and kind of stack vehicles. And then the other one, it's still in the processes. I've been outsourcing like jars and boxes, and I've got to hire a designer for creating a label for the jar and like the box. So I'm still very new to that. I'm going to go to like farmers markets. I'm going to sell it online, different avenues, things like that. So I'm excited for that. See what kind of like new business grants are out there. So it's going pretty good. And I, you know, I'm just living off of savings right now. And
that's brutal. I know that feeling.
Yeah. since I took that W-2 part-time job, it kind of messed me up with unemployment benefits a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I'm like fighting with them. I had to hire a lawyer to like get back pay and stuff. So I probably shouldn't have done that, but I thought it would be cool to work for another Bitcoin company. But now I just want to work for me and keep stacking LLCs everywhere.
Hey, that's awesome. No, and look, you know what? I worked for, you know, worked for the corporate world for about 20 years, if not a little bit more. And I completely understand. I know the total difference, you know, between working for yourself, working for the corporate world. It's like it is night and day. It definitely is.
Yeah, I've worked for myself since 2015, and it's the best decision I ever made. Like, better than buying Bitcoin. I'm sorry. Because
I value my time.
And if I've said this before. Look, it comes through valuing my time more than anything else. And if you value your time more than anything else, then you should very much be looking into Bitcoin.
Yeah, Thank you. And then, so like, once I do get my like skincare up and running, I will try to accept Bitcoin for it, you know, so I'll get my BTC pay server up and running. I have my node almost ready. I just have to log into Umbrella. It didn't work a while ago and I just haven't logged in. So it's kind of set up. I know.
Make sure you have that 2-factor authentication.
When you do, we should set up Lightning channels together, because I just brought my node back online. I ended up closing all my channels before I moved, and now I have one channel That's it. I have one channel and it's terrible. Every time I try to use, anytime I try to use my node, it's just, there's never a path. There's never a path.
See, you should be connected to me. I'm well connected.
So we're going to do that. No, absolutely. Do like at least a million sat channel. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. All right. Kit.
We don't talk numbers. We don't talk numbers.
Did I give a number? I did. Man, I was talking out of my ass. I don't even know what I'm talking about. All right, Kit. Where can everybody find you? Because I can't find you anymore. So are you on?
Well, you left Twitter. Before it was cool or not cool or whatever it is that Mark.
Yeah, I'm off of Twitter. I'm anonymous on Noster, kind of. I mean, if you knew what my beginning tweets were, you probably know who I am. But I went anonymous on there. So yeah, people can't really find me.
What you're saying is we can't find you. Thanks, real helpful.
Don't find me. If you have my number, you got my email or something. You know what I mean? Then you know you're in the in crowd.
So then I'm definitely not in the in crowd. And that is that.
I think I might be.
Oh, well, at least one of us is lucky. All right, cool. All right, guys. This was our show. Don't forget, like and subscribe. Don't forget to check us out on our audio only platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. And if you want to stream us sats, check us out on fountain.fm. You could stream us sats through Breeze. Walton, you know the deal.
Fuck shitcoins.
That's right, everyone.
All of them. Fuckshitcoins.com. Thank you.
Peace.